I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a salesman who rode the airwaves to the governor's office. On May 1, 1938, W. Lee O'Daniel filed to run for governor of Texas. The flower salesman turned politician was born in Malta, Ohio in 1890. In 1925, he moved to Fort Worth to become manager of Burris Mills. O'Daniel adopted the nickname Pappy and started his own radio show to promote Burris Mills Flowery. The program featured a local band, the Light Crows Doughboys, which included future Western swing pioneers Bob Wills and Milton Brown. In 1935, O'Daniel formed his own flower company, along with a new band, the Hillbilly Boys.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits, my dear.
Pappy O'Daniel's tremendous popularity as a radio personality prompted him to enter politics. With the Hillbilly Boys providing musical support, he campaigned to large crowds throughout the state. Although he proved to be a very controversial governor, O'Daniel still managed to defeat a young Lyndon Johnson during a 1941 race for the U.S. Senate. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll hear how the civil rights struggle took an operatic turn. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas.